was 1 year ago tomorrow that the city of Fort Lauderdale tried to clean out the homeless encampment next to downtown's Stranahan Park, leaving many with their belongings destroyed in the process. The encampment is back, and hearings have begun for the people who are suing the city. There's a strip of park space in between the Fort Lauderdale Women's Club and downtown library, where one of the city's oldest homeless encampments has been fixed for decades. A year ago, the cry from downtown businesses who felt the camp repelled customers became too much for the city. This is the mayor at the time, Jack Seiler, at a meeting.
You know, we can address taking care of our homeless, which I consider a success. I think we can address getting rid of the public feedings and the public residences here in this park, and I would consider that a success.
City officials then asked the Department of Health for a code violation. They cited rats as a sanitation threat to public safety. 4 days later, the park was cleared. But Lala Dior didn't consider how the city handled clearing the park a success.
What happens now?
Dior is one of the 40 to 50 people who were living in the park on the day city officials came without notice and threw away belongings. She was on her way home from cosmetology class at the Florida Barber Academy when she found her pile of belongings thrown into a bright blue trash bin.
Flat iron, the blow dryer, the mannequin head actually with the hair on it. The list goes on and on.
And all of that was taken that day?
Every bit of it.
But workbooks and hairstyling equipment weren't the only things Dior lost when police and 80 city employees brought the front end loader and dumpster truck. Dior is transgender, and something else important to her was thrown into those trash bins.
I was on hormones. That got thrown away. I haven't been taking them since.
Current Mayor Dean Trantalis was a commissioner at the time, and he remembers hearing about the city's request after the raid happened.
The city manager never discussed it with the commission. The city manager never got the permission of the commission.
But Fort Lauderdale's hopes to clear the park for good didn't work out. Dior is one of the people who came back after the raid and sued. Along with 15 other defendants, Dior is suing the city for destruction of personal property. The American Civil Liberties Union filed the case.
Our constitution, both the federal and our state constitution, protect everyone's rights. People don't lose their constitutional rights because they're homeless.
That's Jacqueline Aziz. She's one of the ACLU attorneys on the case, and she's working alongside Kirsten Anderson. Anderson sees these situations statewide, and she says there's a reason that a year after the raid, the homeless have returned.
I think what Fort Lauderdale has found is that it's ineffective and it's cruel does nothing to address the underlying causes of homelessness.
The Fort Lauderdale Police Department was the main agency ordered to clear the park. It declined to comment because of the pending litigation. But homelessness and the camp downtown is still at the forefront of city issues. A few weeks ago, on May 1st, a man named Nathan Pym came to speak at a Fort Lauderdale City Commission meeting. He wants a long-term solution.
There's probably between 30 to 40 tents there now. It's basically a tiny village.
Dior says that village is why she came back, and it's why she stays until she can finish school and go out on her own.
By being here, I feel like a little bit safety, not necessarily from the police. And I just feel like, okay, well, they can't take us all to jail at one time.
Hearings for the suit have continued this month. A trial is set for this coming August if settlements can't be negotiated. I'm Katie Spitalski in Fort Lauderdale.